You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
Fucking Totes McGoats has done his back.
Mate, his back was fucked when I left.
I know.
It was like, what's the...
It's even more fucked now. He's been on the roller all morning. He's laying on the couch as it currently stands. I wonder though, Tom, Scroats McGoats went away on the weekend. I wonder if he had a huge one and he's trying to pull the wool.
The way his voice sounded, and I mean, I'm no fucking voiceologist or whatever they're called, but like the way his voice sounded, that sounds like a man who's been fucking pounding all weekend and is just trying to co-opt a bad back.
Yeah. Scroats?
Is that fair to say?
I was away with my darling girlfriend all weekend. We had a very nice weekend.
Your darling girlfriend?
Yeah.
What's her name?
What's going on? Where's this come from this morning?
Mate, I'm fine. I'm living my life over here. I'm just following Eddie's lead. It sounds like...
I was merely musing, Scroats McGoats, that you might be trying to co-opt a bad back to stay on the couch all day, which I respect. I respect it.
We've all done it.
We've all done it. There's nothing wrong with that, mate. I'm just wondering if that's what you're doing. That's all. Nothing more than that. He's also cut that. I bet him in Supercoach. Not a big deal.
No, that's not a big deal at all. Yeah. My Supercoach is fucking disgusting. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I mean, I know what to do, but then like I don't really look at it. I got fucking Chanel Harris Tavita's been my starting halfback for fucking 4 weeks. He hasn't played a game. I keep forgetting to sell the cunt, even though he's only worth like 200 grand. It's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, you're dog shit, anyway. Mate. You're bottom of the table. Where you will remain.
Nightmare's probably a bit of an extreme term to use when it comes to Supercoach, but.
Is that a Fiji bitter, mate?
Dude, I was about to say shout out to fucking Fiji bitter. It stands shoulder to shoulder with any fucking beer you've ever had in your life.
Is that right?
Shoulder to shoulder and in front of others, but shoulder to shoulder with any good one.
So on par with the best in the beers.
Yeah. Comfortably. And I can't even drink too many of them because I get fucking nice and bloated. So I've been just sitting here basically with a fucking pina colada IV to my arm all goddamn holiday.
Shout out to pina coladas. An elite drink.
Dude, undefeated. Unfucking defeated.
Don't know who knocked it up. Don't know who's responsible for the pina colada, but what a legacy to have left humanity.
Are we living in a world where potentially like the great drinks have already been created? Like back in the day, you had fucking so much time on your hands. You could be sitting there bloody mixing and matching and bibbing and bobbing, but like there's not going to be another famous drink created.
Well, it's an interesting point you raise. Is it the same with music? You know, they say all the great music's already been created. All the great bands have already existed.
Jeez. I don't know about that. I disagree less with... I mean, I don't think so with music. Because, like, and this is obviously a personal thing for me, Edward, but Tame Impala, my favorite band of all time, now you could say they've created all their good music. Maybe that's it. But, like, there's still bands out there creating fucking... Excuse me, CG bitters.
But on the whole... You know what I mean? Is there going to be another Stones, another Beatles? Now. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, listen, probably not. But then you look at someone like Taylor Swift. Now, I'm not here being a big old Swiftie, far from it. But she's as big as anyone's ever been. Now, maybe that's just globalization. I'm not fucking sure.
Well, let me put it a different way, Tom. Is there another tequila out there that hasn't been knocked up yet? Unlikely.
Like, you know, when they're in the Amazon, like, oh, we found a new snail.
Yeah.
You know, it's like slightly different. It's got a bit of a longer tail. Like, is there like an untapped fucking plant out there that would give us tequila or something like it?
Well, something better.
I would tend to disagree.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'd be shocked.
Did you see that fucking thing the other day where the first ever observation in the wild of an animal using medicine on itself?
No, I didn't see that.
Dude, an orangutan was observed chewing up this fucking plant that has medicinal, and it had this huge fucking cut under its eye. And over a couple of weeks or a week, it was chewing up this plant and putting it on it and like getting better. Dr. Orangutan.
Love that. Love that. Shout out to our cousins, the orangutan. That's very Thursday.
Doesn't that fucking, well, it is very Thursday, but doesn't that fucking blow your mind?
Yeah, it does. It does blow my mind. I was not aware that they were up to that sort of trickery is not the right word. I'm stumped.
Well, that's stumped. Great, Eddie. Terrific conversation here.
No,
mate.
I just couldn't find the word, mate, so I just had to leave it at that. How are you going over there, mate? God. You loving it? You loving yourself sick over there, buddy?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm enjoying Fiji. I mean, it's hard not to. Very relaxing. People lovely. It's actually, the weather's fucked now. It was great for like the first 5 days. But it's like a testament to human perseverance that there are still people sitting by the pool when it's pissing rain and windy as fuck. People like wrapping towels around themselves and shit.
That's because, this is my theory on that, is if you've romanticized you laying by the pool or on the beach in Fiji and you get there and it rains the whole time, you're like, fuck it, I'm getting out there. And I'm waiting for a glimmer of sunshine, or at the very least, I won't be kept indoors. I won't be held down by this. What's a little rain? What's a little wind? Oh, I can understand why people lay by the pool, because they've romanticized this holiday for fucking years in some cases, and they get there and it rains the whole time. They're like, fuck it, I'm not staying inside. I'm going to get out there and get after it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. That's human perseverance. That's overcoming. They're like, nothing is going to stop me fucking sitting by a pool, even if you could argue it's semi-cyclonic conditions. Pissing rain. It's not pissing rain right now. Yesterday, sideways work. Coming in fucking sideways. And there was chicks sitting there like with towels wrapped around them. They may as well have been in fucking doona covers.
See, my respect has limits, Tom, because now you're bordering into what I would call stupidity, right?
Sometimes
you just got to face the music, put your hand in the air and you go, I was bested by Mother Earth today. And there's nothing I could do about it. I mean, I can manifest all I fucking want. I can sit here and manifest till the cows come home. But if Mother Earth isn't in the mood, she's not in the mood, and you just got to get on with it. Get inside, wrap up, crack a Fiji bitter and put on some fucking Shogun or something. You know what I mean? You got to adapt.
Yeah, well, there's zero adaptation here. The first place I went, pristine weather, fucking possibly the nicest place, or at least one of, I've ever seen in my life. If you got kids out there, if I'm speaking to people with children, Castaway Island is the shit, dude. But I've just been pounding buffets. That's it. I'm a buffet boy. I'm a beach boy. Like, I'm an island boy. It's pina coladas. It's all you can eat. It's fucking feet up sort of stuff, horizontal. Now, bit rainy, indoors. Steph's fucking taking the girls. I might go and hit the treadmill later. Probably won't. Had a gummy, so we'll see.
Why the fuck would you go hit the treadmill? You're on holidays, mate. Put the feet up.
No, the feet have been up, mate. I'm telling you, the feet have been up, but you actually feel like it after a certain amount of buffets.
What do you know
what I mean? Like at a certain point, it's like, I think I need to actually just go and exercise, like get my heart rate up.
What's a buffet mean to a Birmingham boy?
It means all you can eat, Ed. That's certainly one thing it means. It's all you can eat. But there's just so much shit here, dude.
Talk to me.
There's just everything. Well, there's curries. There's fresh fish, seafood. Fucking the breakfast buffet is like all the different fruits. You feel like you're in a fucking tropical film.
Bacon for the big fella.
Poached eggs. Bacon, scrambled eggs, poached eggs, beans, all
hashies.
The fucking good stuff.
Hashies?
Hashies are a bit scat. I actually have steered clear of the hashie, which, you know, my cholesterol level probably thanks me for.
So you're having a good time, mate.
Anyway, dude.
Reports are good.
Mate, it's good.
Reports out of Fiji are good. Love
reports
that,
out of Fiji, good. How's home?
We're manning the ship over here. Boys are good. I've cracked the whip. They're all.
You've cracked the whip, mate. What's you cracking the whip?
Me cracking the whip. Cracking the whip with kindness, mate. That's my play. Just pump the boys up, motivate them, try to take them to the next level. Yeah. You know what I mean? Try to elevate their performances. I felt like we were there as a company last Friday. The internet was fixed. It was done. Shout out to Jaden and Durs. Jaden and Durs. Jaden. Jaden with a Y, Tom. Jaden with a Y. That's how you get it done.
Shout out. Yeah, that is how you get
Jaden,
it done.
Jaden, I think, used to work at Opticom. Now he's doing his own thing, I think. He's a tech guy. He's the sort of man that's rigged up his house so when he's like 100 metres down the road, his garage opens. That sort of operator. Durs, you know.
Too much.
Sparky of note, Tom. Now,
so the internet's good? Like,
we come in Monday morning after Tobler touched himself all weekend of that video that he sent us of 30 megabyte upload speeds. Like, he was just coming in his little Tobler pants. And we get in Monday morning, we sit down, everything's looking good. We start this podcast, or about to start this podcast, and then the router, which is now above my head, has just gone out. It's off. So
it's off.
It's done. No lights. Lights are gone. Lightless.
Like right currently?
Currently. And is there lights come back, Willie? No lights. No lights here. Nothing to see here. No lights.
Oh, are we just dongling right now?
We're back on the dongles, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we really?
Yeah, we're back to the dogs. Oh, yep.
Fuck off.
Can't escape them.
Yep. They have their talons into us, these dongles, and I don't think we've realized how subservient we are to them.
That's fucked up though. Just when you think you're out of the woods, like, you know, you clear the dongle and you've been sucked back in.
But so it was all good. It was all good all weekend. It was all good Friday night. We get in here this morning. It's all good. We sit down. The moment we have a yarn to you, the moment we press go, the lights go out, all of them, it's fucked. It's not, it's just, you know, it is what it is.
Tobler of tremendous hair regrowth fame, has he fucking been on the phone?
Which, I don't know if it's a phone issue, mate. It seems to be a power issue that we haven't had a time to dissect. Because it appears that it's either fucking shit itself, it's fried, this router, or the power's off up there. I don't know. So,
well, that's fucking tremendous news. So you haven't, I mean, you cracked the whip, you had a good start, company flying, and then I'm not blaming you for that though.
It's definitely not my fault. It's definitely not my fault.
I wouldn't say definitely. I'd say, but pretty much there's a good chance. I tell you what had me touching myself over here. That fucking edit, I assume Cody Totes did, of that Jarch t-shirt where they're actually fighting and then like
incorrect. That was Tobler. That was our firstborn.
Oh, Tobler.
That was our firstborn.
Well done, man.
That was our firstborn. He's elevating, dude. I told you. I've got the boys elevating over here, dude.
Whip that up in a couple of hours, mate.
That was classy stuff. Is that like a derivative from some other thing? Like, that was like, that looks fucking dope.
No, I just made sense to do it that way, you know?
As I said, Tom, I'm lifting the boys back here, mate.
I didn't think I was capable of doing that before Eddie gave me the
confidence. Everyone looks hungover. I don't know if I'm just relaxed and fucking like fully Fiji'd out and horizontal. Everyone seems a little hungover back there.
Tote bag is up for debate. His back's definitely fucked. Willie Birmingham was indoors all weekend. It rained all weekend, so he is fresh. Our firstborn Tobler has been bouldering all weekend with his missus.
How high'd you get? Be honest.
He said that he's dog shit at it and that he gets really scared up there. I'll let him take over.
Thanks for speaking for him, you dog.
You actually get up pretty high. No, Eddie's right. Like, I'd say
you get very high though, or
like
did
four
you?
Or 5 meters up.
Bullshit.
I swear. Four or five meters
no,
up.
No, I believe that people get that high. I would be like, have we got photo evidence of you 5 meters up a boulder?
No, unfortunately, there was no photos taken.
Well, how do you not get a photo of that?
It felt like 4 or 5 meters to me.
Why didn't you film you bouldering yesterday?
I didn't. It genuinely didn't come to mind.
You didn't think that that would be something the punter and the dribbler would like to see, you bouldering?
I'm sure they would love to see it, but it's got...
With your little shoes on?
We have water aerobics about it. I might just have to go back.
Come on, how did you not fucking do that?
Opportunity missed. Who repels you?
Yeah. No, no one. So bouldering, it's just you and the wall, baby.
And you went up 5 meters.
But you're obviously tied to
Yeah, it felt like... I'm pretty
and
sure
you're not
it was
tied
5 meters.
Anything.
Huh?
You're not tied to
not
anything.
Not tied to anything. Just hanging on.
Oh,
by
what?
Your
so
hands.
You can like... So you can fall the fuck off.
Yeah, absolutely.
5 meters. How that high? What?
I reckon to the where that pylon is.
That
That's
high?
Yeah. On some of the climbs.
That's pretty fucking high.
And you're hanging on for dear life because, yeah, they've got like a soft, cushiony floor that if you fall, you'll be all right. But like, it's still pretty.
I got another question. There. Kid over here, hands up. Hands up. Got another question. In terms of bouldering, is this like an indoor rock climbing center that you're calling bouldering and it has a soft mat, or are you out in the wilderness?
Oh, indoors in a warehouse around the
okay.
corner from here.
So you aren't climbing a single fucking boulder. You are rock climbing on an indoor wall.
Yeah. Man, I'm not.
Why is it called bouldering?
I don't know. I think it sounds cooler than rock climbing.
You fall into like a foam pit or some shit. Like this is.
It's not a kid's party.
Dude, it sounds like you're at a fucking three-year-old's birthday.
It's got shades of that for sure. But it's intense. I implore anyone to give it a crack. It's fucking hard.
Dude, I actually remember doing that at school. It was a bit of fun, but it was rock climbing and it was like the indoor shit. I mean, bouldering sounds like... I saw you in nature climbing boulders.
Oh, yeah. God, no. Jesus Christ.
You don't ever go out into the real world?
Nah, no way. I need the comfort of a big mat underneath me.
Apparently, Jenny loves bouldering. It was her birthday over the weekend. We shout out to her. And Tobler hates doing it, but he said he has to do it every year for a birthday.
Oh, this is like an annual birthday thing. You go bouldering.
Yeah, this is the second time I've done it. It's the only day of the year that I'll actually go.
Well,
why don't
going,
you try and
you'd
get
be going back because you didn't film it. So
yeah, like, well, we'll just have to wait another year, I guess.
No, we'll I don't think so. I think you'd be going
maybe
this
we
weekend.
All go bouldering.
Yeah, that's good family
little,
fun
we
trip.
Can have a little excursion. Yeah,
a post buffet Birmingham bouldering. Good lord.
Well, yeah, that will be tough. You'll
it's
be climbing
a sight
me.
For
I'll
sore
be the
eyes.
Fucking boulder. I'll be the fucking boulder, mate. Don't
put a couple
that,
of footholds under you, mate.
Yeah, you could probably use my hips. They'd be pretty solid.
Fall into your
did
gut,
you watch
mate.
Any rugby league on the weekend, Edward?
I did, mate.
We wouldn't be able to climb you, mate. You're smooth back, fresh from a wax, mate. That'd be like one of the hardest climbs out there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know, mate. It'd be like climbing up a fucking bit of glass. Obviously, I'm fucking cut
yeah,
to shit.
Be.
Post my half mara.
Post wax. You'd need post to, half it'd mara. Be like one of those. You'd be a really impressive climber to be able to get up that smooth fucking... Smooth face. El Capitan, they'd call it.
That's it, mate. Only fucking Alex Honnold could climb me, bro.
Yeah. No, he could. He could, though. He could climb you.
Of course he could. He's the best climber in the world.
It'd be
Tom.
Dangerous.
He's the best climber
It'd
in the
be
world.
Dangerous, but he could do it.
He's the best
Not
climber
enough.
In the world. Of course he could.
But that would be dangerous. It'd be fraught with danger.
Yeah, yeah. But he's free solo at El Cap, mate. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Punters and dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. The best betting platform in town. Tell you what, if you've been following along on my profile, because obviously I've been overseas, so I've just been whacking up my bets for about even on the Neds profiles app, you'd see some... I seem to bet better when I'm not around people and I'm just able to eyeball the talent on game day, see what's happening. It's when I'm able to be as gifted as I think I am.
So basically what you're saying is it's a lot harder to bet almost a week in advance.
That is
games.
What I'm saying, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, for example...
You could say it's also 24 hours before a game though, right?
No, because if you're putting your bets in on Wednesday morning and there's a game Sunday night...
There's also a game on Thursday.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that one. Right. I'm talking about the other games where maybe, you know, Nathan Cleary doesn't play yep. or Hines doesn't play. Well, yep. Nathan Cleary did play, but Hines doesn't play. You get caught out.
You do get caught out.
You know?
You do.
You get caught out.
If you follow along on my prof, is what I'm saying is daddy. They are calling me daddy value, and I didn't come up with that either. It's embarrassing.
How many bets you get on the weekend?
Two.
I got three.
Well, but you're not a dad, so they can't call you daddy value.
Dad of a dog.
Well, you... They could call you doggy style. value, doggy value. I don't know. It doesn't really have the same ring to it as daddy value.
You're being pedest.
Well, it's not pedest. You aren't a father.
I'm father of a dog.
No, you're not a father of a dog. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Shout out to Neds. We love you.
Shout out to Neds. You can follow our profiles on Neds. You can also join the About Even group where the everyone's sharing their bets in there and shit. I actually followed one of Guru's yesterday, which was a Joey Manu away.
Yeah, it didn't get up.
No, it didn't.
He was very lucky that his unit scooper got up.
See, I've got a bone of contention there, because if that was me, there's no way I'm getting given those 9 units.
No, but he's got it on, and the bet stands.
Yes.
So it's live. The bet's live.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know that I would be afforded. This is what Tobler and I were discussing anyway in the green room. I know this is still a live read, but this is a bone of contention. I don't think that I would be afforded the same graces, where apparently I'm not getting...
So you think the bet's void altogether?
Well, I'm saying you guys have been robbing me of units, even though all my bets were going up last week.
Well, no, we robbed you of two bets. Two.
Right.
You didn't put one up for the Titans game or whatever it was, and you didn't do a unit scooper. That was all you robbed
but
for.
But I did the bets.
No, you didn't. You didn't put them up. They went on your profile. They weren't there.
On my profile?
No.
Well, I'll show you.
There was one game where there was no profile bet. There wasn't. I went through it last week. You didn't do two bets, and you lost fucking two units,
told
and that's
me,
it.
Tobler told me all my bets are void because they're not online.
One of them. Okay, so Tobler doesn't even listen.
Right, so that's the problem. That's the problem. We've now uncovered
that. You didn't do a unit scooper last week. That was void, so you lost a unit. Yep. And then there was one other bet out of eight.
Okay, well, so Tobler's lying
then. Yes.
Tobler's lying to you and I.
Correct.
Well, he's lying on your behalf.
Shocking. Thanks, Neds.
Cheers, Neds. Fuck you, Tobler.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Punters and dribblers, it's the most generous podcasters of all here, Tom and Eddie. Here to look after the punter and the dribbler and their drinking needs. Mm. It's still rosé drinking season, we know that. It's worth having a couple of bottles laying around. Yeah, I don't expect you to drink it in the driving rain, but I just went outside and the sun's out, baby.
Oh, really?
Sun's out, bum's out again, and it's fucking hot out there. I'll be losing the jacket, Tom. Mm. I can promise you that. So you need a couple of cases laying around your digs. You just do.
Well, it's certainly when you've got guests, you're entertaining. Hey, come round.
A couple of Sheilas come round. You want to be able to crack a bottle and impress?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Now, you're going to get $50 off each case if you use the code MANLY. That's a gift from Tom and I at hallosport.shop.
Six bottles. You're getting $50 off hallosport.shop. You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Be prepared.
Yeah.
And if you're not prepared, you're prepared to fail.
It's not the saying, but it's all right.
Fail to prepare, prepare to fail.
Got it.
Hallosport.shop.
Did you watch any rugby league on the weekend, Ed?
Yeah, mate. I did. I watched four or five games, Tom. Some of them were better than others, you know what I mean? Some I don't really want to talk about ever again.
I'm just going to get it off my chest because I feel like, you know, internet quality is limited right now.
Yep.
But we can't win the competition playing the way we play. We can't. We are fucking... We can score points. That's cool. I love scoring points. But we, and by we, I mean Manly, I'm fucking over it, dude. Over fucking Leeds.
You want to just get
20
right.
points, 20-0. Fuck it, dude. Get into it. Thanks to KO. 20 fucking nil.
It was 24-6 as well. 24-6.
What? I don't even know how that I think that the internet gods mercifully died on me when Corey Waddell dropped that ball in front of the post and fucking what's his face ran through and scored his second. I was just like, fuck this. Still didn't think we'd lose, but like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Just embarrassing, to be honest. I started to get that funny Manly feeling that you get. I started to get that pretty early into the second half. I don't know why. I didn't like what I was seeing. Manly will do that to you. Manly will do that to you. Manly will go, you know what we'll do? You know what we'll do? We will go up 20 points to nil and then we're going to shit the bed against a shit side at home. That's what we're going to do. That's our gift to you, the fan.
Dude, we did it against the Eels.
Yep.
We were 14 or 16 points up against the Eels. Then we were...
We were massively up against the Warriors. Mate, it's fucking... I mean, it's just unbelievable. It is so fucking infuriating. It's so infuriating. It's doing my fucking head in. A couple of years ago, we would spank the shitters and get pounded by the winners, and now we have a fair crack against the good guys and get pounded by the shitters. Like, why can't we just win all the time? Is that too much to ask for?
Well,
am I being too greedy?
Mate, dude, I just honestly would prefer to never go out. Points are fun, dude. Points are all good, but points are kind of foreplay. You can be getting hand jobs all you want, but if you're never getting laid, like, who fucking cares? Premierships are won on defense, and we can't fucking defend.
There's an old footy saying, Tom. Defense wins comps, mate. Defense wins comps. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's an old footy saying for a reason. You know what I mean? People that have been in and around the game for millennia all say the same thing. Defense wins comps. And unfortunately for Manly Warringah Sea Eagles, okay, the famous club, not big defenders.
Not this year. Not this fucking year, we're not. It made me physically sick. When you're like, you lay there awake, just fucking, I'm like, these cunts, because Steph was on the phone, she goes, oh, dude, we're out to dinner. I was checking the score inappropriately. Then once the dinner sort of was wrapping up, I then get up KO, shout out to them. Only place where you can watch rugby league in Fiji. And I was like, okay, come back a little bit. I'm not happy with this. Then they get to, whenever Elliot Whitehead scored that second try, and I go, fuck it, internet drops out. I'm not going to try and look at this again. And then Steph, like, laughingly says to me later, like, did Manly lose? I'm like, I don't know what happened. I had to go and relive the whole fucking thing. It was weakness.
Yeah. I mean, Ella was laughing at me too after we were up 20-0. She's like, oh, Manly's going well. Yeah. And then at the end she goes, oh, you've lost. I go, yeah. Yeah, we lost.
That was the same. That was like
we lost the unlosable
exactly
game.
The same way Steph was.
We lost the unlosable. Yeah,
unfucking losable.
Because she was just even to Ella, who knows nothing about rugby league, it came as a surprise to her that we'd fucking thrown that away. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Like, I'd love someone to tell me what we're doing.
Can someone come out, Tom? Okay, and explain what we're doing. That's what I want.
No one seems to be prepared to just tell us what the fuck we're doing.
What are we doing? Someone fucking tell me what we're doing. What's the plan? Tell me what the plan is.
What's he got to say? Seabold got anything to say about it? I don't know.
Who said? No one said shit. I shouldn't have to come in here, Tom, on my own podcast with you away, okay? And sit here and fucking explain away losses like that. I mean,
we're not explaining this one away, mate.
Well, I mean, but I'm here fronting the music, aren't I? Facing the music,
that's
Tom.
That's it, you and I.
We're like Des
Hasler and Daly Cherry Evans when it was the Pride jersey saga, and it was like, why the fuck are they having a speak? They had nothing to do with
exactly
it.
Exactly right. And you and I had nothing to do with the capitulation Friday night, Brookvale, 6 p.m., up 20-0, up 24-6 against the Raiders, who got pumped 40-0 last week, playing for Ricky in his 501st game. Not a good side. We're a lot better, and we just fucking throw it away. We don't give a shit in front of the faithful, on the hill, in the wet. Don't care. No interest. No ticker. No go. No show. Just pathetic. And that's just the simple facts. Now, do I still love the club? Yeah, I do. Do I think we can turn it around? Yeah, I do. I think we can win the comp, but we need to start believing, Tom, and there's no belief at the moment, not defensively anyway, no defensive belief whatsoever. We can turn it around. I believe that we can. I know we can. I want us to. I want to say at the end of the year, we've got 9 premierships in the cupboard now. How good's that? Go rugby league, go Manly. I want to say all these things, Tom, but I'm having belief bashed out of me at the moment.
Yeah, it's being literally fucking bashed out of me, all my belief, and it's coming out my ass.
And it's
and,
not.
Mate, I believe we can turn it around. Of course, I believe, but I don't believe we can win the comp currently. There, I said it. That hurts to say, dude. That hurts. Maybe clarity comes from being this relaxed. I don't know.
I think it's cathartic, Tom. I think that the only thing that you can do after blowing a 20-0 lead 24-6 against the Raiders of, what are they coming on the ladder fame? And who the fuck are their players? No disrespect, but yeah, let's get fair income for a second. Like, there's a couple.
I've never ever heard of Hudson Young in my life.
I mean, who's Hudson Young? Is he a fucking, is he from England? Who is he?
Yeah.
Like, who's Nick Kotrick? Who's that? Like, who are their players? I don't, no one even, Elliot Whitehead, who's that? So, they've got a bunch of, like, D-list, C-list, F-listers in there, you know, some Johnny Drama types playing footy.
Reality show rugby league.
It's reality show rugby league. That's exactly it. A bunch of misfits that are desperate for fame but don't deserve it. And they got out there and got the job done against a side dripping in pedigree. Dripping in it. We've got the fucking Queensland captain, okay? We've got the Trbojevic brothers, who are the new rugby league royal family. Everyone knows it to be true. Sure, we're missing a Hamole Olakau'atu, but there's still other fucking gems out there, baby. You know what I mean? There's still boys out there getting the fucking job done. We shouldn't be rolling out that sort of performance. Ruben Garrick's out there, one of the most fuckable blokes in the history of rugby league. Is he not pedigree all of a sudden? Of course he is. So,
well, listen, there's attacking pedigree, Eddie, and it just doesn't seem like we have defensive pedigree.
Well,
although we do have defensive pedigree, we don't have defensive pedigree.
Who's the defense coach?
I don't know, but I want to have a fucking word to him if I can.
I think that if you blow that many points, as defense coach, you should come out with your hand in the air and explain some things to the punter and to the dribbler.
Tobler, please look up who our Manly's defensive coach is. Fuck me, mate. Like, you should have to come out and go, hey, hand in the air, I can't coach.
Exactly. That's exactly what you should do. You should come out.
Yeah, I'm a defensive coach and I don't know how to coach defense.
You should come out and go, g'day, my name's Eddie. I'm defense coach of the Manly Warringah Seagulls and I'm the one responsible for the bed shits of the last month. Me and me exclusively. I'm fucking horrific. I'm shit ass at my job and I need a good whipping. That should be, I mean, why? I haven't heard any of that. Has anyone heard anything?
Now.
Is that too much?
Not knowing who. No, listen, I mean, some may argue it's a little extreme. Not me, Eddie, not necessarily. I think there's certainly cause for question about who the fuck this person is. I just want to know so that I at least, obviously, ultimately, Eddie, at the end of the rugby league day, the players are accountable for their ability or inability to make fucking tackles. But who's the one orchestrating the defensive systems? Who's the systems and processes guy?
It's a bit cheap, I think, to just go, well, boys missed their tackles. Because without your systems and your processes, Tom, your proci, what are you? You're just a fucking you're playing bush footy, really, at the end of the day.
Yep.
You're at just playing bush footy.
Does Tobler have a coach for us?
Not currently. I'll still look at it.
Well, that makes sense though, doesn't it? We don't have one.
Well, that's true. We may not even have a defensive coach.
I heard this on the radio the other day or TV or somewhere. Apparently Jason Demetrio actually took over defense this year. Just if you're trying to give yourself a sense of how important defense is, Jason goes, I'm going to take over the role. And the for and against, I'm just going to get that up. This will be fun. Rabbitohs fans, block your ears. Actually, don't block your ears. You need to lean into this. You need to hear it. They have conceded 292 points. 292 points against.
What's that an average of, buddy?
292 divided by 8. 1 second, Tom. 36.5 points a game.
They were paying $81 for the spoon. They're now paying $250, I think.
I can't see a world where they don't fucking win the spoon, really. I mean, it's got that bad.
I'd love for him to win the spoon.
Cam Murray, 6 to 8 weeks, Tom. Huge New South Wales Blues ramifications. Their only decent player, he's gone. Dean Hawkins of really tough fucking stint in the seven fame. He's injured. They've got to blood some new kid now. I don't even know what his fucking name is. Apparently they've got like...
Jai Gray?
I think they've got like 17 or 18 players. I think they've got 18 players available out of their 30-man squad. It's a shit show of the highest order.
It's which though, to be fair to the Rabbitohs, is a pretty good fucking excuse for leaking 36 points a game.
Like, 36 and a half, care, Tom. Don't forget the 0.5, bruh.
36 and a half. Well, it that matters when you're betting. 36 and a half. So, like, if you got fucking 12 of the best out and serious players out or suspended, you're going to fucking struggle. I thought they were going to put Cody Walker to 7. Sure, you don't blood some fucking four-year-old, do you?
Well.
Or maybe you do. You're so shit. Give him some experience.
Well, I mean, because then they were thinking about potentially moving Cody Walker to 7, but then what? Would you have Jack Whiten at 6?
Whiten to 6, Trell in the centres. But Trell
do they have a fullback though?
Jai Gray. Nah, Jai Gray's fucked.
Yeah, so it's an absolute rugby league shit show. They were up, I think they were up 12-0, Tom. Ben Hornby is straight up touching himself in the box. You could see. He was like, dude, this is a piss, mate. I'm putting words in Ben Hornby's mouth, but I don't really give a shit. 42.
No, I saw Ben with his feet up on the desk. He was like, This is easy.
Until the Panthers scored 42 unanswered points. 42 unanswered points. Yeah, Ben knows he's alive now, that's for sure.
Oh, fuck yeah, he does. And so does Don Ferner, who apparently is the new new defensive coach. So he's meant to be taken over from the great and powerful defensive prowess of Jason Demetrio. And
Don Ferner of David Ferner, Canberra Raiders Ferner?
David Ferner, not Don Ferner. Yes, they're brothers. Yes. Don Ferner of sitting next to us on the way to Vegas fame. Or he was in front of you.
Is that right?
Yeah, when we're getting off, I go, you wouldn't have a fucking clue in hell who that person is, but that's Don Ferner. And you're like, right.
I don't remember that at all. I have no recollection
of
that whatsoever.
Well, listen, it wasn't a moment where you reach for the autograph book, Eddie. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, clearly it hasn't. It hasn't stayed with me. And that's no disrespect to Don Ferner. Hopefully
your Ferner name generally.
That's right. Hopefully your defensive ability are less forgettable than your presence around me.
Well, and even now you're confused because Don was in front of us. He's the older brother of Dave. Dave, defensive coach.
Oh, so Don, no, but I think you said at the start, David Ferner. You said no, Don. No, you said Don, Ferner, the, you said Don at the start. You said Don at the start.
Yeah, I'm sure I did. I mean, that wouldn't fucking surprise me. Again, no disrespect to the Ferners. I feel like this has been an unintentional drive-by on the Ferners who, listen, like it or not, you are not front of mind in rugby league terms for us.
No.
With respect.
Full respect to the Ferners and their place in the game of rugby league.
Yes. Far be it from us to question that.
That's exactly right. Now, I just wanted to shout out a couple of friends of the show, Tom, if I could.
Yeah.
Would that be permissible?
It would be permissible. I'll allow it. I have no control. I'm feet up, sand in the toes.
I just wanted to shout out a couple of special footballers by the name of Angus Crichton. Okay, Tom?
Yep.
Angus Crichton, who just sensational the other night. I mean, just...
Mate, wasn't he fucking good?
Just sensational. Two tries, like, out of dummy half as well. That's a man who's fucking just... oozing rugby league confidence. Beautiful.
Well, he wants
to see
the ball in.
Oh, he wants. I mean, that's what you want to see out of your back rowers, Tom. You want them demanding the football. Mm. And
they got to want the ball. How about that run where he just like see a Jordan Ricky like fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruh.
Here's a big nabra for you. Get that all over your face, mate. All over their face.
Yeah.
Big, thick, ropey nabra all over your face. He's playing Origin football. There's just no point denying that. He's playing Origin football.
Well, especially after Cameron Murray out for as long as he is, you would think that Angus Crichton is playing Origin football. That game generally, the Roosters-Broncos game, now it fucked me from a Fijian gambling perspective. It's hard to get me down over here, though, I'll be honest with you. But that game, I thought the Broncos had, but I was pleased to see the Roosters from Angus Crichton perspective come out and put in some fucking work. Also, our good friend Connor Watson.
He was the second person I was going to shout out, Tom. Obviously, you and I dialed even across the Pacific. Connor Watson just playing some incredible rugby league football as well. He's got hotter and hotter, which is, I mean, crazy to say. He's in my opinion, probably the most fuckable man in rugby league right now. That's my opinion.
I got a question for you. No, well, it's one again that is shared across the Pacific. I just have a question for you. And I could be wrong here, but it feels like Connor Watson's so hot, so fuckable. Is he playing in jewelry? Like, I feel like he might be playing in jewelry. That's how hot he is at the moment.
Yeah, is he playing in a pearl necklace? You know, I mean?
Feel like I see him with one of those like dangly, you know, crucifix earrings. Like, I just, whenever I'm seeing him, I'm like, it's just the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You'll often see tens in jewelry, and I think that's probably what is informing that sense that you're getting. Is that because tens, just if you've been living under a rock, metaphorical or otherwise, puns and doubles, tens can wear whatever they want. You know, like if Tom and I were to start putting on the earring, the dangly crucifix earring, it'd raise more than one cursory eyebrow. But if you're a 10, you're the most fuckable amongst all humanity. And so you basically get a pass mark to behave and wear in whichever manner that you see fit.
Yeah.
So it makes a lot of sense. Connor, though...
Eddie, just to add to what you're saying there, sometimes you can actually... It's like almost a... It's the exception that proves the rule. You got to be a walking, you know, a relaxed 10 to be able to fucking get away with the crucifix hearing or hideously ugly, but there's something trendy about you. Like, you got to be a bit of a cool dude, even if you look like a troll, and then you can get away with it.
An example of that would maybe be, who's the guy, the comedian that dated Kim Kardashian? Pete Davidson.
Pete fucking Evans or something.
Pete Davidson. He's ugly as fuck, hideous looking, but he's got a bit of a vibe about him.
Is he ugly? I feel like I'm completely in a pretzel over that guy.
If he wasn't famous, right, and you went out to buy some outdoor furniture from a bloke off Facebook Marketplace, and you rock up to a fucking shanty village out in the middle of nowhere, and old mate Pete Davidson comes out of the trailer having just knocked up his sister, you'd go, you're a freak.
And you'd also go, yeah, this guy fits this scenario.
Yeah, 100%. You'd be like, yeah. Of course you're a fucking ancestral. It's no disrespect to Pete Davidson. I'm merely trying to say is that he's not classically good looking, but he's got something about him. He's got something about him.
Yeah. Je ne sais quoi, I believe they say in France, Edward.
Which translates to do what you want to do at Paris of Blue.
Yeah, exactly right. But yeah, the Roosters looked hot as fuck. The Broncos, I tell you why I'm happy about the Broncos being shit, Eddie, or at least not being great, is because in a couple of weeks' time, you and I make the arduous trip up to Queensland for Magic Round.
Arduous.
Where once again, we'll be doing a live stream on the Friday night for our good friends at KO. We have got a ring in of sorts joining us, which is the Brisbane Broncos fan himself, Denning Kemp. So I just like the Broncos, you know, and now Manly just lost to the Raiders, so you could argue we're trending away from that whole, like, you know, chances of winning thing as well. But the Broncos being shitter at least gives me hope that when we get up there for Magic Round, we put on one of the great Magic Round humpings.
Listen, Adam Reynolds out for likely the season, Tom. He has, I believe, ripped the muscle off his bicep off the bone.
Yeah, they think...
ruptured his bicep.
He might come back before finals, if they play finals.
Might. But might. Might. He is a humongous loss. Humongous loss to the Broncos. And I think that it provides a very nice opportunity, Tom, for us to make the arduous trip up to Magic Round and to hump well.
Ezra Mann still might be one of my favourite players. In fact,
he's so good, dude. He is so good. God, he's... I tell you what, you want to talk rugby league handfuls?
Mm.
Two hands for the big guy.
Yeah.
Wham, bam.
He is so fucking good.
Yeah, he's fucking incredible. Reece Walsh also, like, he's got to be almost 50% nippier than anyone else in the comp. Like, he's almost impossible to tackle.
Well, you want to talk about, like, if we talk, like, video games, Rugby League 5 or whatever we're waiting for, in the player stats, speed, strength, there's agility, sure, but then there's nippy.
Yeah.
There's nip.
Yeah.
And I like Reece, top of the pile for nip.
Well, he gets 100 out of 100 for nip, and I just can't see anyone getting more than 80. You know what I mean? Second best for nips, 80. He is the nippiest player I've ever fucking seen. Him just dancing across the face of everyone. People just, they don't know what to do. They're like, do I commit? And because then he will just burn me and fucking, you know, he'll just give a little ball off the hip and away they go. He's just, he is a fucking nightmare to defend. Yeah. And I tell you what would be fun as well. It would be, if you got Reece Walsh down to Div 3 Oztag in the summer, just to compare that level of nip to the common man. You know how we've always...
Common
man's nip. We've mused before, Tom, about how in the Olympics there should be a punter in lane 8 to give context to what's going on.
Yep.
You know?
No, mate, 100%. I couldn't agree more. I'd love to see... I'd love to see a Div 3 side with nip of that substance just getting around. Because, again, you can appreciate it at the highest level. I also want to appreciate it at the lowest.
That's right.
I want to be able to see what unbridled nip does to just an average guy.
Yeah. What does unbridled nip do to bridled human beings? You know,
because, honestly, down in Div 3, obviously all nip's relative. But, like, what you realize is that Div 3 nip, not nip at all. It's a nip. It's like, it's nip. It's not like it's actually like a slowness masquerading as nip because of the context with which it exists.
Yeah. Well, you need context to really, truly understand nip. I mean, context is everything in the nip game, you know? it's integral.
It is, dude.
It is.
It's
everything.
It's fucking 100% necessary. I want to see Reece Walsh nip up against fucking you or me just trying to hold our own.
Sure.
And even in the context of you and me, like, we'd play with some guys that objectively nipless, but compared to you and I, some of the greatest nip you've ever seen.
Again, context critical. Punters and dribblers know that.
Yeah.
But the Bronx not going that well. No one really going that well except the Panthers.
Did you watch Panthers v the Rabbitohs?
Yeah.
Fucking that Mr. Taruva, that, did you see that ball playing he did at the end there, like that late in the game, like had all the commentators coming in their pants?
Mate, that, like, if we want to get down to brass tacks, Tom, I have absolutely no idea what that means, but I think I've used it correctly.
Yeah.
They're better than everyone else at the moment. That doesn't mean that Manly can't ascend to the promised land. I'm not saying that, punters and dribblers. I'm saying as of round eight or whatever fucking round we've just had, they are better than everyone.
But that the thing with the Taruva, right? Like when I was just a rugby league dead shit, have no idea what I'm talking about, observing Taruva. Great winger, fast as fuck, seems to be able to pull off some big hits in defense, but he's a winger. He's a good winger. That was sort of just all I was aware of him. But actually played a rugby league winger. Growing up and a rugby league winger. But then that ball playing he did, which was like, again, Eddie, look long, play short at the end of the game.
Yep.
Was like, I was like, oh, fuck, is this guy actually way more than we are aware of? And I think he's going to the Tigers to be a fullback. Shout out Jareem Buller, who's fucking looking over his shoulder like that meme. But like, you're like, oh, fuck, maybe Taruva's just like, now he may just have fucking made one good play, who knows. But like, it kind of got me a little bit hard thinking that Taruva could be this absolute fucking weapon that we aren't fully aware of yet.
And you just haven't seen him unleashed, so to speak, because there just really hasn't been any opportunity for him to do so. Are there posters of him over there? Is he a figure?
Listen, Eddie, I haven't been too much in the thick of it in Fiji. I'll say I was playing to hotel sort of territory.
Yep.
But we drove like an hour yesterday. I actually hadn't seen a poster of Mr. Taruva yet, but I did have a conversation with Timu, my driver. I sat in the front seat and we had a good yarn. You know I like my front seat rides.
Yes.
And we got to yarn and Fijian rugby league footballers, Fijian Drua in the Super Rugby. He certainly, Taruva was brought up. They're well aware of Mr. Taruva over here.
Like that. Was he a league man or a union man? What's the vibe over there?
I think it's still a bit more union over here, dude, to be honest. He was a union man. He brought up the fucking Drua, to be fair. I wasn't, no disrespect, it wasn't front of mind for me, the fucking Super Rugby Pacific Nations. Great they have a team. The Super Rugby bit in front of it was the bit that had sort of led me to not feel a great deal of interest, if I can say that respectfully.
You still watching your Waratahs? No,
not really anymore.
They started good. Yeah. They started good.
They lost like five or six and games good. In a row they by lost 2 points.
Yeah, so that's them starting good, by the way, or well.
Five losses in a row.
Yeah, I think they're coming second last.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Close losses, though. You do feel bad. One of them, like the dude, missed a kick from in front. Anyway, who gives a shit? Did you see?
That's union.
Now, this is more a question. Yeah, that's rugby union. This is more a question, Edward. I don't know whether this is correct or not. Rugby union coverage was discussing the Waratahs' first five games of the fucking season from February. You did the bit where Dylan Edwards did that quick tap and then passes to a flying Taylan May of maybe the scariest presence in rugby league right now.
Yep.
Is that like a set play? Like, have you seen that before? Sprint up, take that a quick tap, and fire it off.
No one was. That was Dylan. Well, the way it was described by the commentary is that Dylan Edwards, an eyes up rugby league operator, Tom, he subscribes to the notion that the best sort of rugby league is played with the eyes up. Matty Johns obviously doesn't. He's not a big league guy. Doesn't get that. He looks up. Sees that no one is set from the Rabbitohs and just goes, boom, see you later, gives it to May, May's off. Jai Arrow, I think the only guy chasing, if memory serves. Basically, no one in the fucking Rabbitohs having a dig. The commentators were saying. No one in the Rabbitohs having a dig.
Yeah.
Completely given up. Fucking Bush League.
Very Bush League. I was more wondering, and obviously I guess like if the defensive line's set, then the play's never on. But like if you see defensive line not really set and you're the one running, like they're all sort of looking at you. And so like he's run through and then like it was just almost like no one even was aware that Taylan May was there. He was just fucking hooking it up from the outside.
Yeah, mate, it was very impressive. But I believe just taking advantage of some sloppy, lazy, pathetic Rabbitohs defense. I think that's what you saw there. Aside dejected and on their way to a spoon, I think we can all agree. All the May boys scored in the month of May, just in case you were wondering.
First week of May, I believe.
Yeah.
Which I love the dribbly rugby league shit that, like, it gets picked up somewhere and then you see it like a stat just scatter around the rugby league ecosystem. Like, that stat was everywhere yesterday.
Because it was so digestible.
Oh, dude, that's it. They're the sort of stats you want. They're the ones you actually really should be gambling on.
And then Taylan's just got, and it's just a photo of Taylan with May across his neck, which never gets old.
No, it doesn't get old. That thing's only going to get better with time, that tattoo. But no, that's just one of those ones where I feel like, from a gambling perspective, the entire gambling world missed a really good trick there.
Yeah, you've got to be more invested. You've got to take the time to really think. And unfortunately, sometimes you can rush things. That's what I'm noticing, Tom. Yep. If I'm going to excavate my own performances, it's that I'm not investing enough time into being the best punter that I can possibly be, and it's letting me down.
I'd have to agree. My mind's been very rushed. I've been very rushed. And listen, especially over here, because I haven't thought about it at all. I've got to, like, set reminders. But rushing punting will not, I tell you, the only time I find that, like, rushing punting can work is 3 minutes before kickoff and you're picking your first try scorer. Maybe even less, maybe even like a minute before kickoff and you're like rushing for a first try scorer. For some reason, sometimes that's where, like, you can really hit some form.
True.
Pull some things out of your
ass. It's like when you just walk up to a golf ball and swing and you fucking smoke it, as opposed to just overthinking it and going, what about my arm? Is it straight? And should I take a practice shot? Yeah. No, just grip it and rip it, baby. That's all you got to do.
Where are you looking? Square up your hips. There's a golf course here. If the weather fucking smartens up, I may go and play. It might even be a putt-putt green. I'm not sure. I'm hearing things, though.
So, also just a reminder on golf, Street and Sebo played each other last Friday for $1,000. That'll be coming out in the next week or so, maybe 2 weeks. Very exciting. Very exciting.
Do you know the result?
I do.
I'm obviously not asking for you to reveal it.
I will not be revealing it.
There's a world where you don't want Sebo editing this one, you know. Such are the stakes. Sebo obviously giving himself his own shot.
Well, you can't, because it's one on one and it's he's sort of locked in, you know. If there's four of us, he just like doesn't show certain shots, and he'll trace himself out the ass. I think one on one, he's a little bit more beholden to reality.
Well, except if he's taking on me, and then he just doesn't release it at all.
Well, he has to release this one. He's contractually obligated to. Thanks to our good friends at Ned's. So that'll be out in a couple of weeks. Very interesting stuff. Just thought I would let the punter and the dribbler know that. Did you happen to lay an eye over the great and the powerful Felice Kafusi's chop, Tom?
Yeah, dude. That was almost like a reverse Lomu. Like,
people are saying
mundane.
People are saying it's a reverse Ronaldo. I'm talking number 9 from Brazil Ronaldo, the Origi Didge Ronaldo. It's basically a reverse
that's exactly
of that.
What it is. I guess I'm just more a Lomu guy with respect. Or Chock Mundine. I'm a more, you know, the man Mundine. But I do agree with you. It is a I don't actually understand. Is that like a cultural decision from Ronaldo 1, version 1, V1 Ronaldo?
I tell you what, there's a few. If you actually think about people to have rocked that chop specifically, you've got a couple of heavy hitters. The man Mundine, heavy hitter. Lomu, the heaviest of hitters, and Origi Didge Ronaldo, fucking heavy hitter, World Cup winner, like Ballon d'Or winner, I think, thoroughbred. All those three rocking that same chop. Just an interesting observation.
Well, it is. I actually think I'm just not sure how my memory is serving me here. Lomu's felt maybe a little smaller.
Was his a little longer? Ronaldo.
Yeah, he's felt a bit tufty.
Was it
a bit
tufty?
Fu Manchu on your
Let me have a quick gander. Just to spark the memory. Yeah, his was longer and a bit narrower potentially. But it's certainly in the same vein. Fuck, that's a powerful chop. Powerful chop.
But Felice Kafusi's, is it a joke? Or is it, I can still grow hair? It's got shades of me old man, to be honest, in terms of like bald as bat shit, but still just holding on the back.
What was that, Cody?
They asked him post-match, like on Fox, and like after the game finished, and he honestly just kind of was like, it's all I can grow, so I just thought I'd do it. Party in the back sort of stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
He said we'll be off to Turkey at the end of the year for a family holiday.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, Matt Lodge fully. Conference. Well, because Matt Lodge fully copped to the hair transplant, which like I know he did on lips, titties. What do you say? Lips, fakies, etc. But he was asked about it, and he's like, "Yeah, I had work." He's like, "It didn't for what it cost me. I've had worse weekends on the punt." So.
Love that from Matt Lodge. Obviously, he's either had huge weekends on the punt or it wasn't that expensive.
How? Speaking of hair, obviously you're as grey as the day is long these days. But plants, how are the plants coming along there?
They look incredible.
How many weeks are we in?
Three on Wednesday.
Okay.
And they look good. Okay.
That's
they look
usually really
good. They look good.
I'm not like, I mean, I don't
they'll
know.
Be going out, they'll be going out for a bit of sun. They'll be going out for a bit of sun in a moment. And they'll be going out for a little water. Maybe a bit of fertilizer later in the week. But they look good, the boys. Yeah. They look good. Don't they, toddler?
Is 3 weeks, though, I'm just trying to remember, like 3 weeks, were the old plants the toddler
era plants?
No idea. They're already starting to fall apart?
I don't know. That's a question for toddler.
It'd vary. I think it took like about a month or two. Around, like, yeah, 4 to 6 weeks is when you start to see signs of death.
Of distress.
Of imminent death.
Okay. Interesting.
So you could probably argue it's still up in the air.
What are you enjoying there, mate? Is it a little hot tea?
Will, brother of the show, has made me a coffee with a bit of leche in there, which is Fijian for milk.
Spanish for milk.
Spanish for milk.
Fijian, it's not Fijian, bro. Bit of milk in there. Oh, that's lovely. Well, fucking, I don't know, man. I thought you might have known Spanish.
Nah, not a big Spaniard.
You give off a bit of Spaniard energy.
Do I?
I reckon.
Yeah, okay. I just don't know any Spanish. It's not that I have any sort of issue. I'm not anti-Spanish, okay. Nor am I anti, I'm not anti any language, really.
No, but I think it was worth clarifying because it sounded like you were being a little disrespectful to the Spanish and the language. I assume you didn't read this, but in the newspaper today, Buzz Rothfield's column, told to get it up. It's a long read, so it's not – basically it's about like Buzz got access to the email – that litigious Lee had to Patelis of Bryden's lawyers fame sent to the Tigers to officially like break up with, like say I've seen out the end of our contract for Bryden's lawyers, like main sponsorship.
Well, because he's a man of character, you know, he's a man of character and integrity,
which is what he expressed as much in the email that because he's an man of integrity, he's going to do the thing that, you know, embodies that the most. See out my contract. And then he's like, but after everything you've done, like, fuck you. I'm not, you know, the way you've treated me, all this shit, like people I've had the, he's like using these really like, it's almost like he's written a bitchy breakup text, woven in with some very litigious phraseology. But then he's like, but you know, I can't see myself sponsoring a club like this, the way you treated me was shit. And then he's like, and also the CEO hasn't even had any conversations with me about renewal. And you're like, wait a minute. So you were actually, it sounds like you were keen to go again. But one of the reasons you're outlining is like, you didn't even fucking, he didn't even ask me about it. You're like, this is things like really embarrassing breakup shit. And you're like, is this the CEO of the Tigers almost looks like a boss where he's like, bro, I was never coming back to you for fucking sponsorship here. Litigiously, like I thought we all knew that that wasn't going to happen because of the way things went. Whereas Lee maybe thought it was going to go differently.
It sounds like, based on the article that I read and based on the phraseology, as you put it, Tom, that Lee uses, that litigious Lee of the opinion that the Tigers revolve around him a little bit, like if surely my money is the only money that you can want or get, you know, whereas they obviously had a discussion internally going, no, we won't be getting money from the ex-chairman of the club because we're fucking beholden to him. There's a reason we got rid of him in the fucking first place.
Correct. So, like, no, we weren't coming back for money, Lee. So, like, he's like, so I'm officially removing my, like, sponsorship. They're like, oh.
Yeah.
That we already assumed that that was happening.
Well, you've been replaced. We've got someone else.
Yeah, dude. We're already looking at another. Of course you're not coming back. Like, that was assumed. And he's like, and, you know, the way some people have been speaking about me indirectly. Again, this is all in a breakup email. It's like, listen, dude, like, it's all good.
The thing is, Hadji Patelis has drafted up a breakup email, even though he was dumped last year.
Bro, we broke up six months ago.
Yeah. I dumped you, mate, 6 months ago. Like, what are you doing? You're embarrassing yourself. What are you writing, mate? You're not breaking up with me. I dumped you, bro.
Do you not remember the internal review we had where we broke up with you afterwards?
Yeah, yeah, and we told you to fucking pack your bags. Have you forgotten that?
I'm not, just so you know, I'm not sponsoring you anymore. Yeah, dude,
yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, joke's on you, mate. You kept paying us even though you shouldn't have. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a man of honour. Yeah, well, that honour cost you 400 grand. You know what I mean?
He didn't want to get dumped, dude. That was the guy being like, you know, maybe we could get back together. Maybe there's a chance.
Yeah. that guy's walking around telling his mates that they're on a break and they're working through things. but your missus has just been fucking...
getting railroaded by, you know...
She's out there having fun, shall we say.
Yeah.
Really enjoying herself.
And... tasting, as is her right.
Tasting the fruits of the earth.
Yeah. As is her right, given that the relationship had run its course and she's looking to move on.
Correct.
So anyway, that had me giggling away last night in bed.
It's good stuff.
He's nonstop. And then Buzz Rothfield, like, it's come into my possession, this email that Litigious Lee sent to the fucking Tigers. Like, I almost bet every testicle I have that Litigious Lee sent that to Buzz himself.
Of course he did. Of course he did,
and
Tom.
That's just a purely speculation. No, we've got to use speculatory language here. This is Litigious Lee. Yes. That's just a vibe.
Yeah, we're going off vibe. Know that to be true. No, we don't. That's vibe and vibe
that's
alone.
That's a pure guess and could be completely incorrect.
And likely is, Tom. And likely is.
And likely is. But it's just a vibe.
Just a vibe. He also speaks, Buzz, about the fact that there was some very heavy-handed language in there that legal decided best to remove. Wonder what that looked like.
It's a great point.
Wonder what that looked like.
That's where... You know what, that probably is where, like, he's going through the stages of, like, really emotional and angry about the way he's been treated, and then he's calming down and coming back into, like, cold, like, you know, I can't do it, but then you fucking, like, if you weren't talking about me here in this thing where you didn't say my name.
Yeah.
And then calm.
It's, listen, mate, it's over. You got dumps.
It's done.
It's best to just move on because now you're looking desperate and it's getting a little bit weird. It's getting a little bit weird and, gee, I tell you what, you wouldn't want to get to a position where the Tigers have to call the cops on you, mate. You know what I mean? Because you're just lurking around.
Nah, stalking.
Going full baby reindeer on the Tigers. We don't want that.
Have not seen it yet, but I've heard.
Shout out to Martha.
He also called a bunch of the stakeholders cowards.
Cowards. Yep. See, that's emotional. That's emotional. And that's the stuff they were allowed to print, Eddie. Imagine what else he called them, allegedly. Who knows?
Allegedly, who knows? We can only muse. We can only pontificate, to use a Tom Birmingham.
We can, and you, correct, well. And what a fucking line it is. In other just fucking absurd rugby league news, but like pure rugby league, that whoever's doing the jersey sewing at the fucking DMC Dragons, I'd never call for someone to be fired, Edward. That's not my go, but certainly an internal review needs to be had on that person because – the Dargans.
Yeah.
And then I saw another one up in the P's and D's today that was like from a fucking game earlier in the year and it said June 2024 on the jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, someone's having a laugh or someone's dyslexic.
Imagine having a dyslexic jersey like writer. Dude, some jobs are not for everyone, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
like,
okay. Not everyone can do everything.
Yeah. It'd be like giving your kit to Sebo and making him sew it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So imagine, you know, Hansard, the people in the court just are typing every single thing that's fucking said. Imagine giving that. Imagine like some affirmative action giving that to dyslexic people. It's just jumbling.
Yeah, an inclusive workspace.
You're watching them type. You're standing over the shoulder performing it, and they're just smashing the fucking keyboard.
It's just nonsense, utter nonsense. People with dyslexia can be secretaries too.
Of course, they can be everything.
Of course,
Of course, but you know. There's gonna be moments where their skills aren't gonna come in handy. And
well, what you're gonna see is the St. George Illawarra Dragons are gonna become the Dargans from time to time. And even though they're playing in May, it's gonna be June 18th. Like that's what you're gonna get. That's what you're gonna get. And if you're comfortable with that, to be an open and inclusive workspace, then so be it. But that's, you got to be prepared to become the Dargans from time to time.
Oh, fucking hell, that's good stuff. It's the fucking risky run, right? In the fucking battle for inclusivity, you will become the Dargans.
Tom, I don't want to alarm you. I'm not in the business of, you know, causing alarm. But Origin less than a month away.
Oh, bro, it's coming down the garden path.
Approaching
the door.
Less than 1 month. Less than 1 month. 4 weeks, Wednesday night, punters and dribblers. We are fucking hell. But moments away, really. I mean, in the context of the universe, what's 4 weeks? You know what I'm saying?
well, it's absolutely nothing. It's a breathless moment. I don't know whether I'm happy Tedesco's playing well or not because it's
I know. He's really caused me quite a bit of distress. In the sense that I think we all as a state had put a line through Tedesco, and we thanked him for his service in doing so to the great state of New South Wales. Obviously, I think three shields in there. And, you know, he'd served his nation, his state rather, with dignity. He, however, had reached a place where I think we could all agree he was over the hill. He's now playing really, really nice rugby league football and...
Might have come back over the hill.
He's probably come back over it, I think.
He might have just been picking something up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, very rarely do you see people come back over the hill.
Yeah, I know. Really, once you're over that hill, usually you're gone.
Well, no one knows what's over the hill, Tom. No one knows what's over it. All we knew is that no one ever came back. He seems to be bucking that absolute trend. And I think...
Well, I mean, then someone needs to ask him what the fuck's over that side of the hill if he's been and returned. Because it seems like he's come back as good. He's been playing pretty fucking well.
He's come back better, Tom. Way better than last year.
Well, certainly better than last year.
Still loves to slip over. Hasn't got that out of his game. A serial slipper.
No, I don't think, there's nothing over the hill to fucking help him there. He's still slipping all over the place. Well, he's playing in fucking ballet shoes, it would seem. There's no grip on the bottom.
Yeah, Tom, he's playing in flats. You and I have been over this ad nauseam about the fact that he needs to get longer sprigs. I'd like to see this.
He needs to play in hooker heels, mate. Even kitten heels would be nice, but he's a flat man no matter what.
I'd like to see the stats on how many times he has slipped over in his rugby league career. I don't know if we can ever get that, but he'd have to be head and shoulders above the competition.
Listen, that'd be a question for Guru or Rando or fucking Middleton or, you know, that's a stats question in terms of Tedesco slips over the career. That'd take a real sick fuck to go and look for that.
Like how many, what would his SPMs be, slips per match?
I'd say three. He'd be averaging three, and that may be conservative because I'm out in the open here bearing my soul, having a crack at Tedesco's SPMs. I don't know, but like three seems like potentially unders, but also maybe bang on.
Yeah, I mean.
What's the average SPM? Because then you got to look at that. What's the average SPM across the great game of rugby league per person?
Oh, it'd be less than one. It'd be like 0.1, 0.2, I would have thought. I mean,
often do you need to start slipping for me to notice?
Yes, that's a good point. I mean, if you slipped over once a game, would you notice?
I don't know if I would. Maybe I would start to notice that. It depends where you slip as well, right? Like if you slip in an important moment, it's going to start pissing me off.
Yeah. I mean, Teddy slipped in big moments. He slipped. He slips at the line a lot as well. I think that sort of brings it to your attention. Three's a lot of slips. I'm happy to go with that, Tom. I'm happy to go with three. I think that Tedesco gets picked. I think that Dilly Bags Edwards, the weight goes on
for
him.
He's fucking good, dude. I know. Don't you reckon there's a world where, like, there was a world when Dilly was starting to play well and people were calling for Dilly to play Origin, and I was like, listen, I'm still not there yet. Like, he's obviously good, but, like, there's just no way that he's like there yet in my mind compared to like people around him. But now I'm like, do you have to just like find a spot for Dilly Bags? Like he sort of reminds me of a player though who is one bad game away from never seeing an Origin jersey for the rest of his life. Like he'll be given way less like chance to fuck up in Origin, where it's like, you know, Tommy could have a bad moment or a game, or Tedesco could. Obviously they've played more. But, you know, there's like a Nathan Merrick comes in, plays one bad game. It's like, see you, bro. Never again.
Yeah. I mean, certainly
under
B. Fittler, I think he probably would have copped that treatment. Where it remains to be seen how Madge will approach that sort of that situation. Whether or not he gets the Stefano treatment remains to be seen.
Yeah. Or Nicho Hynes, 7 minutes, and then just like, see you, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to put you at fucking center, mate. Better make that tackle. Nah, you didn't. You're out. I wouldn't be surprised if he played, but I think they'll start with Tedesco. The thing is, we've got to win in Sydney. That's first game up, Tom. Very important. I want to see, I'm curious to see what they do at 6 and at 14. Very curious.
Yep. Yep.
You would think,
like, given the change of coach, maybe Nico makes a triumph from return.
Does Nico come in at six? Does Jerome get another crack?
Yeah. Well, it's those two, right? It has to be those two.
We, friend of the show, Ben Porter, was musing yesterday about, would you play Matt Burton at 14? Terribly versatile.
Oh, someone was saying, I like Burton. I think Burton's like, he was good when he got man of the match, didn't he, in his first game playing in the centres? He's fucking good. I'd be happy seeing Burton in and around the side, Edward, as a 14. They also want to, like, I mean, they have at least recently, but done the two hooker dance. So I don't know if Reece Robson or something. It's Appian, someone, if you're doing two hookers. Wade Egan's all right. Although the Warriors on a slide. Big slide.
Throw in the trot.
Yeah.
To slides. The Dragons, the Titans, and now the Newcastle Knights.
Knights. Yeah, that's
that is flat. Pure, well, that's pure shit.
That's just slide. That's just slide territory. Anyway, Ed, after fucking just a shitload of tech dramas there, I think maybe we just wrap this one up. Obviously, there's things we've missed we haven't been able to get to, but, like, it's been great to catch up.
It's been really nice to see your face again, mate.
Yeah. I don't know how long this episode has actually gone for, but just know that it's taken, you know, a couple of good, honest hours. Eddie, I'm going to leave you there, brother.
Good to chat, mate. Great. Love to the family.
Great to chat.
Enjoy your Fiji bitter. Enjoy your buffet.
Love ya.
Bye-bye.
Love ya.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.